Yavam Rav. And we are learning about Sifrei Torah. Very halacha l'maisa gemaras tonight. Amar Zira. Ask you the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line down. Amar Zira. Ask you the Rav Chista kirav. The Rav Chista's Shita goes like Rav. Rav Chista's Shita, we shall see, Rav Chista actually held that we saw last night, that you can, if you have a letter which is pulsed, you can scrape away part of it. You don't even really have to scrape it away, but you can see it as if it's scraped away, and that'll count as if it's kosher. In other words, for example, if you have a hay, which is too long, so you scrape it away a little bit and make it shorter, so it doesn't look like a kuf, something like that, so you can scrape, okay? So as for Chizuk Rav, Tarvein Pligin al Shitasi Da'ashion Bar Nadav V'chav. Welcome to sit in. They both argue on the Shita.
Oh, okay.
On the sheet of Ashen bar Nedova Chavrei, they argue on Ashen bar Nedova. Amri, they said Asi Ashen bar Nedova Krav Yochanan. That which Ashen bar Nedova said, it goes like Krav Yochanan. Tani, we learned Irvis Osios. If you mix the letters, East Tani Tani Kosher, the those who say there remains kosher. East Tani Tani Pulsa, those who say it becomes Pulsa. Now, what is a mixed letter? We're going to see in a minute. Very cool. Rabbi Adar Bar Shimon Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, "Manamar kosher milamata." He said, "It's kosher. It's milamata." It's a beautiful pshat here. Many pshatim here are not so great, but the Ritbaz gives a beautiful pshat. The Ritbaz says the pshat is like this: if I make a nun, right, that's my nun, and then I make a vav, right. So and the vav hits the nun, so that I can fix. Why can I fix that? Because I had a nun and I had a vav. Right. And then it just got too long. So I just scrape away this part here. That's okay. That's okay. It's actually the Ritbaz, the name of the Rashba. That's okay. That works. So Irev Sosisan, you got mixed on the bottom. Manamar Pasul, however, what's Pasul Milamalon? The case which is Pasul is Milamalon, for example. Say I wrote a tuf, and then I wrote next with a chaf, and the chaf scraped. That's no good. I can't fix that. Because what happens? How am I going to fix it? If I remove this, then what do I get? I get a dalet, right? So that's not a kosher letter. Even if I were to scrape on either side of this, let's say in fact what I did is I scraped away just over here, right? And over here, right? And it's really what became a chof. It looks exactly a chof. But that's also no good because that's what we call in Safros chaktochos. I didn't make the letter. The letter came to being on its own. You see that? In other words, for example, if let's say I had scribble scrabble like that, right? And I whited out enough area in order to make a chves, let's make a Y. Right? So that's not good in halacha. That's not making a letter. I didn't write a Y. I took away the sides, so I got a Y. But that's no good. Okay? So that's not creating Y. I have to actually draw a Y. So here too, I didn't make a chaf, even if I leave it intact, even if I leave this part intact, the chaf came into being on its own. That's no good. That's
part. Except it has nothing to do with the mala or mata. It has to do with source of.
Well, this is lamala because this is lamata because it happened in the bottom. And lamala means somewhere in the middle.
I understand, but yeah. It's really the issue is not where, or if it's top, bottom, middle. It's really whether the letter remains intact.
Right.
Or not.
Well, whether letter right. Whether with actually to be more precise, whether there was a letter before the psul occurred. It's here there was a nun and a vav before the letter psul occurred.
You have to have kavanah to write that exact letter. If you wrote a different letter and then erased it and made a second letter, then that's no good.
That's no good, right. And that's exactly... But here, even if you have kavanah to make a chav, but since to begin with it was possible because it touched the tuf, even though when you erase it afterwards, it still remains possible. Because you had kavanah, but you didn't make a chaf, you made scribble scrabble. Right. And then you took away part of it, so that's no good. Okay? Says Mar further, Kigon, Manamar, Pasel Milamalon, Kosher Madam. My Pazma, okay, go. I'm sorry, I was in the middle of the same. Ravada Brahashim Shem Rayoga Madam or Kosher Milamal Madam or Possum Mato Gigon. Artsenu Tifartenu. That's when it's noon and above. That's the case I drew, which is kosher, right? Artsecha Tzricha Tifartecha Tzricha. But Artsecha Tifartecha, there we're not so sure, and that's the other case I draw you, the Tof and the Cha. That's the case which some people pass because of the issue of Chak Tochos, because the letter came to being on its own. Rabbi Adam, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan said, well, to mention some things, Rabbi Adam, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lo Yamar Adam Yisbabu Mokon Gova, a person should not stand and daven in a high place. My time of why, very famous, more and probably too, or Rabbi Shere Papi, Ma'akim Krasich Hashem, from the depths I called you Hashem. There actually is a shul in Baltimore, the Agudath Israel, Baltimore, which is constructed with a depression where the Shtech Tibur stands.
Is that the Heinemann Shul?
Yeah.
Well, so is Kinyan's. So is
No, there it's not depressed in that sense. It goes down. Right. That's true. I guess it counts. But they actually, they notch it in the floor. They made a notch in the floor, so it's actual depression, yeah.
I thought this refers to usually to the Shlich Tzibur rather than the Kahal.
No, I'll tell you about the Shlich Tzibur.
Oh, you're talking about
the There's a notch Tzibur, in the floor for Shlich Tzibur. Okay. So my Rabbi Adam Bishim Shem Yogam said, Liamar Adam Vispao Pritzer should not stand out and eat in the club when he has to go to the bathroom. My time of why? He can only cross the Okech, he's so prepared for your God Israel. On Rabbi Simon, he touches that up. He's kavei, focused. The cross looks like a guy's got to go to the bathroom. He doesn't have kavana. It's interesting. He's not focusing so much on the gufnaki aspect, which the Bavli focuses on, but on the kavana. You got to go, so you're not going to have kavana for your davening, right? On Rabbi Alexander, Shmor Raglucha Kasher Teilucha Beis Elokim. Watch your legs when you go to the house of God. Watch yourself from the urine which drips out between your legs. So you see that the problem is mostly with urine. And the reason is because the person restrains himself when he has to urinate, it's dangerous, considered to be medically dangerous. Mm-hmm. But if it's to defecate, if he can bear it, he can bear it. So he can... He doesn't have to go right away. He can take his time. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avya, B'shem Rabbi Yaakov said, Shmor aglucho kasher telecho beis elokim, a different shot, Shmor aglucho kshetien, watch yourself, kshetien nikro beis elokim, when you're going to be called to the house of God, meaning either when you go to be called to the minyan, or when you go to be called to the Olam Ha'emes, shetein noktar v'noki, they should be clean and pure. Amar Rabbi Bo, another drush of the same import, yimakor cha baruch, your which means your source should be blessed, but we darshan yimikra chol kever, when you're called to the grave, you should be baruch, you should be blessed. Amar Rabbi Yachya, eitz l'letas v'eitz l'mus, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Ashri Adam Shishas Misaso Kishas Lidaso. Praise to this person whose time of his death is like the time of his birth. Mashas Lidaso Noki. When he comes out, he's clean of sin. Avshim Shas Mitaso Noki. So too, when he comes out, when he dies, he should be clean as well. Okay, now, back to Safus. Rabbi Bob Hashem Rabbi Yudah Ahoya also Kichati Chalito. This is a guy, you know, if somebody does this nowadays, probably put in Mecher. He wrote a mezuzah like this. Asu kechati chalita, like half a pancake, that's what it means. Okay, so he wrote, you see how the lines go?
Yeah, right.
So the question is when he gets to the bottom three lines, that's what Gemara is going to discuss. So it says Gemara, above Asu kechati chalita, Shura Yona, the third line from the bottom, Shesh Lamate Menashtayim, from which there are two letters below, Tzarech Shetevo Gimel Tevis, it's got to have, this is a mezuzah, okay? It's got to have three letters, or three words. What are the three words it's got to have? It's got to have Lavo Seichem, Laseis, Lachem. Now, the reason it's got to have three words, although unfortunately don't say it, but it's poshut, because what we learned yesterday, is because you need a minimum of nine letters on a line. So if you just said Laseis Lachem, there would only be actually six, but it's really seven because the space between them would only be seven letters, right? So therefore you need Lavo Seichem, Laseis Lachem, in order to get nine words, nine letters on the line, right? Then Hatam Tzois, the middle letter, middle line, can have Shtayim. Because if you have Kimei HaShamayim over here, Kimei HaShamayim, that's actually 10 letters. The letters themselves are 9, and there's a space in the middle which makes 10. So then even two words are enough. Tachtoina, yeah. Al-Aretz is not 9, but it's the last line, so it's okay. Because the last line can always end in the middle of a line. That's halacha. It can. Even Sefer Torah is like that. So last line and then middle, that's okay. Okay? At the tachtoina afilu halaretz. Even halaretz is sufficient. Rabbi Sefer Shem Rechitza said, it's not clearly starting about the mezuzah, but same idea. Ha'asikim min simfon. The mode is like this. You got the idea? It's on an angle. And it ends, of course, in the corner, right? I also mean symphon. I don't know what the derivation of the word symphon is.
Isn't this the word bubble com, the term symphon?
Symphon has many meanings. Symphon, it can be a horn of a tube. It's the tubes in the lung are called symphonos. Symphon in ksuvus means a mum. It has many different meanings. I don't know what the derivation is. It's obscure. Symphonos are the tubes in the lungs. That's how piercing you're there. So in any event, it was also coming symphon shur al yonashesh lamata shtaim. Again, the third line from the bottom shol shapes could be 3 letters, 3 words. Tachdona shtaim. The bottom line can be 2. Ham tzayis and then the middle one. I don't know. I don't know if it's talking about shema. Because in Shema, Lichor, we just said it's okay, but maybe it's talking about generally, where maybe it's only in Shema, maybe not anywhere else, or maybe in Shema, he wasn't sure, maybe he needs 3 words, not just two words, even though they have 9 letters, maybe he needs 3 words. He was not sure for some reason about the middle line. I would tend to say that's probably because he thinks maybe you require 3 words, not just the space of 9 letters. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Lo, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chisda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Tarvei and Armin, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Hashem, Banadova Chavraya, Omar, Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chanano, who? Imo Yisrael, Yotzi Miben on the Coffin Puzzle. If I have a hole in, if I wrote my ink and there's a hole in the paper, right? Here I wrote a Dalit, let's say, and there's a hole in the paper, which the ink goes through, it's puzzle. So how can I tell if it goes through or not? Ketzeroy said, "Lochucho b'loshono." I won't be graphic. When I lick the paper on the other side, and if I can taste the ink, then I know the ink went through. Right? Lochucho b'loshono v'yomedes. If you lick it and it stands there, so you know that it didn't go through. Tovish mitas Hashem. What happens if you forgot to write the Shem Hashem somewhere? Istani dani. Those learn toilas Hashem. You can dangle it between the lines. East Tani Tani, those who said, no, it's better, Mochich is a chol, write the race next word, which is chol, because of Hashem, and write the Shem Hashem. The Torah is a chol, and put the mundane word, so to speak, between the lines. Rav Zir Rav Chanan Hashem Rav said, Alokh Mishoy Re Mochich is a chol. The Alokh said, you erase the next word, which is chol, because of is Hashem, and you write the Shem Hashem. The Torah is a chol, and you put the chol word between the lines because it's not there. Here's the Shem Hashem. Rabbi Zira Rav Chaim Hashem Rav said, however, Vima Yakigona Ni Hashem Lokech, the 3 words together, Mutter. So it says more why? Lam Neshem Sholosh Tevis is because the three words together. Or Neshesh Bechol because it's a phrase which is also a Vachadika word, a chol word. Nafik Mivinel, then what's the Nafkamina between these two approaches? Let's say you forgot the words. Kel Elohim Hashem. Kel Elohim Hashem is 3 in Tamar, in Nation, Shol Shem's currency, because it's 3 letters. I mean, it's Shol Shem's, the 3 letters, right? 3 words. So you have 3 words, so you can dangle them. But in Tamar, Nation, Bochol, you're going to say you have to forget a phrase in which there's a weekday word. Are Ein Bochol, there's no weekday word. La Hashem Tzvicha, what if you have a prefix on the Shem Hashem? La Hashem Tzricha, Ba Hashem Tzricha, it's a question, does that count as 1 word or as 2 words, right? Because it has a prefix which is Chol, right? So it counts as a separate Chol component that if you have La Hashem Tigmalu, let's say, which is then will be, which we're going to have in a minute, is that considered to be two words or three words, right? Is it two words because it says La Hashem and then Tigmu? Or is it three words because the Lamed is also a whole component? We don't know. Rabbi Shur Yoshe B'Shem Rei the Rav Hanana, by the way, is a fascinating. I'm late, so I can't do it with you tonight. But Tzion Yerushalayim, and here in the fact, it's a fascinating anti-Lubavitcher Tzion Yerushalayim.
Yes.
No time to go on, right? There's a certain Zohar, very controversial Zohar, with Lubavitchers used to support their "quote unquote" deification of the Rebbe. And he talks about it. Of course, he was way before this whole issue, but he actually speaks about it, gives a different shot in it. But you can look at your own time. It's really interesting. Okay. Ha'intra. So in any event, so it says more, Rabbi Yoshe ben Rechanan Amar Tzoyel Chichtov, Hey, L'mat Amar Kavosu Shal Lamed. They have to write the Hey below the leg of the Lamed. Now this is an interesting thing. There's a part, the shortest word in Torah. You know what the shortest word in Torah is? Ha, with a hey. It's just the letter hey. And it says, Ha Lashem. I'm just gonna write it here. Ha Lashem Tikmaluzos, right? It's a pasuk in Hazinu, right? Hashem Lashem Tikmaluzos, I'm the Volvalo Chacham. Right? So the hey is a big hey. It's a big hey. It's a hey, but
wasn't part of the Hashem's name?
What? No, it's not. No, it's not. It's a big hey, but it's a separate word actually.
I always thought it was part of
it. Right.
You always thought it was part of it?
Yeah.
That's why you come to learn new things. Right?
You too?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the Bible. I knew it was a separate word, but I don't think I saw it in the Bible. I think it was just something. Here. Ha Lashem. See, it's separate. See that? Can you see?
No.
Ha Lashem. Ha Lashem Tinguluzo. So the hey has got to be written below the level of the lamed. Because if you're going to write it big, as it's written here, that's going to look, for some reason, I'm not sure exactly why, but it's going to look like it's part of the La Hashem. Right. So therefore, you have to write it lower down somehow, so it doesn't look like part of the Lamed. In other words, to depress it, and that causes a distinction between it and the Lamed next to it. And what's the how Hashem Tikmuzo says more, ha. The way to read it is ha La Hashem Tikmuzo. Ha like this La Hashem Tikmuzo or. Exclamation, I'm not sure exactly how you translate the word, oh, after all said and done. How's the article translated?
Is it to Hashem that you do this?
It's like, is it? Okay. So is it Hashem? So there, in any event, it's two separate words. Says, remember that, it's the shortest word in Torah. Okay? Most Hebrew words have to have at least two letters. Not that one. Says more for further. Mezuzah. The way you read it, finish it, the way you write a mezuzah, istani tane, istani psucha. Some say between the parashiyos you leave a parsha psucha. Parsha psucha means where you end one parsha and start the next parsha on the same line. See, that's a parsha psucha. Oh no, I'm sorry, psucha, not stupid. Psucha is where you end one parsha and you start the next parsha on the next line. That's psucha. So some will say write, make a psucha. There's others who say. Istani tani stuma. Some say make it stuma. Now logic is because in Torah itself, Shema is susuma with the next parasha afterward, if I recall correctly.
But isn't it also not just different lines? It has to do with a certain spacing of the number of letters.
Nine letters. That's okay. Psucha. But in any event, so says the Gemara. Rashmu Barshus Bishmei Rav said, "Look, Mishma Psucha. They have to be Psucha. Why? They should ain't them come because they're not at all connected. Shema and Mishma are not in the same parasha in Torah. So you can't put them next to each other. They're not adjacent to Torah itself." Says the Gemara, "Psucha Mirosha Susuma. If you have something, you have a parasha which goes like this. Here's line of text. Then it goes like this." Another line of text. In other words, you tapped. right? You tab. That's not psucha. Psucha has to be at the end of the line, not at the beginning of the line. Okay? Psucha mi rosh hasesuma. Psucha mi sofa. So open at the end line, like this case over here, that's psucha, right? Psucha mi kan ukan. What if you, like, you know, like some people do when they end the paragraph, they go like that, right? The end of the paragraph middle. Susuma, that's also susuma. Toibish mi pasuk ech. Now, what happens if you forgot one pasuk in Torah? You left the whole pasuk. Yesh bushtaim shlosha shitim. So now you have to put it like in the side, right? Here you have your column of, actually, use this for some holy purpose. Here you have your column of writing. And you forgot, you didn't sponsor this one, right? Here you have a column of writing. A nice page here. They all have ads in the middle. Why do they all have ads in the middle? It makes it difficult to use for Torah purposes. Here you have a column, and here you forgot in the middle of here three psukim, right? So you actually write them on the side. Actually, it's not, it should be right here. So you forgot pasuk. So you write it on the side.
Didn't you say yesterday that you can't do that in front of
a mezuzah? This is
Sefer
Torah. We're back
to Sefer Torah. Oh,
Sorry, we went back. I didn't tell you, but we did. So here's your pasuk echad. Yesh b'shtayim shloshitim. You got two. If it's going to take two or three lines of misakno, somehow you could squeeze it in. However, v'kori bon, you can read in it. Arba, however, if you have to put in four lines, eno kori bon. Now, I'm assuming the lines go here on the side. But it's possible that actually you skip four lines and you actually have to erase this and squeeze it in somehow. In any event, wherever you're going to squeeze in the four lines, it's going to be too condensed. It looks bad, and therefore you can't use the Sefer Torah like that. Okay? Says more further. Tani, we learn. Rabbi Zira B'Shem Rav Chanan said, "Af b'kera came." This is also true about a rip. See, if I have a rip here, if one may rip this. I rip three lines, right? That's kosher. Rip a fourth line, it's possible. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now that's true even if it's not ripped here in the middle, but even if it's ripped over here. Same thing, it makes it possible here. Okay?
Because it's still loaded if it's
three lines. It's still loaded, right. Same, Rabbi Zir Shem Echan said, Tani, Sefer Shish Boshtayim Shosh Toyos B'chol Daf Daf. If there are two or three mistakes in each one of these columns, misakno, you can fix them, kori bon, read it. Arba, if there are four mistakes, ain't a kori bon, you can't read it. I think because we're afraid the sofer was not a good sofer. We're afraid that, you know, this is a,
yeah.
Very good. Wow, what an alliteration. I am impressed. Okay. So Arba Eda Koribo Vatani Sefer Sheshbo Shmona Chamesh Od Chashmonim Chamesh Toyos. I didn't we learn you could have up to 85 mistakes in a Sefer Torah. By the way, the average new Sefer Torah has 200 mistakes.
Really? Whoa.
The average new Sefer Torah has 200 mistakes. Can you imagine that? No, that's a good new Sefer Torah.
But it's possible.
Okay. So most of the things are things that are done possible with the Evid. But the average one is 200 mistakes. Before that, the computer checks. It wasn't possible to catch most of these errors. Because it's a missing a vav here, an extra vav there. It's very hard to catch. I was shocked when I heard that. But 200 mistakes. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Starting out
with deficits, yes. Okay? So in any event, now imagine how many an old Sefer Torah has. If a new Sefer is 200, so imagine how much an old Sefer Torah has. But I don't think I said in the context of this year, even though I probably mentioned in the morning, but not in a long time. When I was learning Yerushalayim with Rebbe Folshman and Mir, with Rebbe Folshman Levitt, so he told me the main trade in Mir in Poland, the main profession was Safras, writing Sefer Torah. And the majority, the overwhelming majority of the Sofrim were Mechalei Shabbos. So Rebbe Fall's father, Reb Chaim, once asked one of the Sefer, says, where are you going to sell your Sefer Torah? We all know you're Mechalei Shabbos. I'm not going to buy a Sefer Torah from you. Where are you selling these things? So he said, guess where? America. So in fact, you find a very high percentage of European Sefer Torah, old European Sefer Torah apostle, because they came, because it was an industry there. It wasn't they were written by Mechalei Shabbos. So that's a problem. So then I'm sure you have many more than 200 mistakes. Okay. Says the Gemara. So if the, with the Maisa, you get up to 85 mistakes. Comparisons by Ibn Sum, it's not Kurbo. So how come? Here you say 3 and 4 mistakes a column. Up to 3 mistakes a column, there are far more than 85 mistakes in that case, right? Because there are hundreds and hundreds of columns in Sefer Torah. So it says the Gemara, Kambesefer Godel, Kambesefer Godel, Kambesefer Godel. You get up to 85 mistakes per Sefer, right? In other words, per Chumash. But Sefer Godel, but the total of the entire Sefer Torah could be 5 times 85, whatever that is. 430, okay? Yeah. So that's reasonable. You can fix it beyond that. If there are more mistakes than that, you can't fix it anymore. Because then it's a joke. Rav says to Gemara, no. It's the, we don't pass that way. Rav Zir B'Sher HaKhanan said, Motza Dav Echot Sholim. If in the Sefer Torah you find one column which is kosher, Matzah's Kuli, you can say the rest of the Sefer, you can salvage it. Mao Sholim, so ask him, what's a Sholim? Shembo in the next letter is a big typo. Shari Torah Sertzil takes down. Shembo Toyos, is there a perfect column without any mistakes? Oh, Sholim Shembo Arbo, it's a Sholim that doesn't have the 4 mistakes which possible. Right? Because I'm looking for a column which is going to save the whole Sefer Torah. So it's the parameters of a regular column that are up to 4 mistakes, or special parameters you need to have no more than 3 mistakes in that. No mistakes at all in that column. So we obviously, it's a type of question we're not going to answer, but we're going to repeat it again. Chag HaChod Rabboi Babino, you have a Raisel Rav Chanana, you gave a Torah to Rav Chanana. V'Korban Rav Chanana Renit. Amar Leitzer Chazer Oy, Rav Chanana said Oy Vey. Hod HaRaisach, your Torah Tzrichot Tzolo needs salvation. Okay, Tzolo needs salvation. V'Korban Korbanator brings a warm shot, it needs prayer. We gotta pray for it. Okay, but so much about Dav Echad. In the end, he found Dav Echad Sholem, one complete Amud Vitzel school, and that saved the whole thing. So I said, again, Ma Sholem Shein Bo Tzoyuz, does Sholem mean there has no mistakes? O Sholem She'ein Bo Arbo, didn't have 4 mistakes, and that question's not reconciled, not answered. We'll just go to 10:30, then we'll stop. We'll see how far we can go. We did one blot at least. Rabbi Zira Chanam Shem Rav said, Tipura. The sewing of the Sefer Torah, Allah should be saying, no, you have to use actual kosher gut to sew the Sefer Torah. So that's Allah should be saying. Those others say titura, Allah should be saying, which is actually going on the shape of the bias of the tefillin. Not the bias, but rather the sewing of the tefillin. You know, in the tefillin you have sewing, right? It has to be perfectly square. So there are those who say that that's what is going on. Titura, Allah Moshe Mishinai. Rabbi Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yitzchak said, Kishrei Tefillin, the knot of a Tefillin, Allah Moshe Mishinai. Rabbi Yirmi, Abskurit Tzuas, the Tefillin. Rabbi Yirmi, the strap of the Tefillin broke. Sholei Bava Memo. So he asked Rabbi Memo, can he fix it? On Malay, so he said, Ukshar Tom. He said, if you tie it, Ukshar Tom. Afilu Kshira Tamo. Now, it's a big machlokus what that means. If it was mekel or machmir, I feel like Shira Tama might mean, if it's the kula, he's saying, as long as the knot is intact, it doesn't matter about the rest of the strap. Because the mice said the primary component of the tefillin is the knotting on top, right? The rest of it doesn't matter. So therefore, go ahead and fix it. There's another mandamar, that's one way of interpreting the word, lakula. The way I'm interpreting the Gemara, Lechumra means Ukshartam, Afil Kshiratama means that the entire length of the strap must be kosher. And therefore, you cannot sew the strap if it breaks. Can't sew the strap. In other words, we don't, of course. If our film straps break, we just get new ones. But you can't. They were poor in the old days. Similarly, Rabbi Zira, Ifsi Guder Tzuras, Rabbi Zira, his strap broke. Now, some learned this going on Sefer Torah, but it's very hard to do it, to say that it's what Pasha is going on, the strap is filmed. Shoav Chulav Ketuna, Ketina Vishonle, they allowed him to mend it. Abzik Mantanius, it snapped again. Vishonle, they allowed to do it, the Lomino Fund, but that doesn't work out with the Pasuk. Fun says, Kshira Tama. Right, seems to hold that you cannot, again, it seems to be learning the Chumra, that it has to be perfect, and this is not perfect, to allow, certainly not to allow twice in a row. Rabbi Barbara prayed Rabbi Chia Barbara, Rabbi Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yoh, said, Halacha, the Halacha is Zeshu Tofer, getting back to the Sefer Torah. When you sew it, Tzorek Shem Rishar Milomalo Lamatun, you have to leave open space in the top and the bottom, Kadesh Lo Yikore, in order shouldn't rip. In other words, so they don't actually sew the Sefer Torah all the way to the edge of the cloth on either side. They sew in the middle and they leave open space on top and on bottom. And the reason is, it says here, it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, in order that it shouldn't rip, because if you use too much tension on top and bottom, it'll rip much easier. It seems that that's the case. So it says, umachi le'a mocha, they hit him on the head, not literally. They said, if it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, lama lo'yikre, why do you have to give a practical reason? If it's a practical reason, lama halacha, why need halacha Moshe Mishinai? Okay, good question. Gemara doesn't answer it. Halacha Moshe Mishinai, consider continuing. Halacha Moshe Mishinai, she would close the door. Said you have to write on animal hides, not on paper. Because the other, you have to write with ink. Masadli Mekonei, you have to make lines in the Sefer Torah in order, guidelines in order to write straight. The Korach Mishayar. Now this is going back. It seems to Tefillin. The Tefillin, when you put the little parshas in the Tefillin box, you wrap a little hair, sheep hair, around them. I don't know if you ever noticed that when they open up the tefillin. So inside your parshas are wrapped in a piece of paper, piece of cloth, and then in a little hair around it. So here's the hair. It's a local Moshe Mishinai. The Tolem Matlis, and you also put in a little piece of parchment, as I said. Now, Tolem Matlis has two interpretations here. One is that it's going in the parchment, it goes around the cloth. And in fact, then it's a little bit out of order. And they talk about that because first we put on the little piece of parchment around the parches, and then we put the hair on top of it. But here it's vice versa. But there are those who said the Toy Matlis goes on the next line. The Toy Matlis Vidovkin Bedevik. And that's going, if your Sefer Torah has a hole in it, so you take a little piece of cloth, which is like a rag, like a patch, and you patch it with the glue. Okay? The Torah Megidim, and you type it with gut. It's not with cartilage from the animal. When you sew it, yeah, toifer ketefer azeh, you sew it like a regular seam made by a tailor. V'toshem mishayim and shita l'shita kemolo shita, between each line of Torah there should be a line's worth, single space. V'tevel tevel, between each word kemolo also should be a letter's worth. V'nosos, between letter to letter, koshu, doesn't matter. V'daf l'daf, between each column of Sefer Torah, lo godel a thumb. Also, sova daf shavet chiloso. If you made the margin on the top of the page, the bottom of the margin page equivalent, that's possible. What do you have to do? Certainly, tain reva was safer. You have to make the margin on the top of the safer shtei etzbos, two etzbos wide. When we lamata below on the bottom, sholosh three etzbos. It's interesting. The margin, it's not like we margin on our computers an inch all around. It has to be actually two etzbos on top and three etzbos on the bottom. The margin on the bottom should be more than the margin on top. Otherwise, it is puzzle. Okay? Rabbi Omer, b'toyecha milamalon sholosh. No, it's, we have to do more. Three on top, milamata tefach, and an entire tefach, four etzbos on the bottom. V'toyer shemishar ben sefer l'sefer, between each sefer l'sefer Torah, you have to leave kemolei arba shitim, four lines. U'v'novi shoshtein v'treasor, and the novi of treasor, which are 12 minor books, Sholosh, only three between them. V'torah she'gomer v'emtzadaf, and you have to stop in the middle of a page. U'maskel v'emtzadaf, begin the middle of a page. In other words, you can never end the sefer at the end of a column. Every column has to have continuity. The beginning of the column, one sefer, the end of the column, another sefer, can't end the end of the column, except uvenavi. That's only in chumash. Uvenavi g'omer v'sefer maskel b'rosho. In the Novi, you can continue and say Shmuel at the end of one column and begin Melach in the next column, except Uvinavi shall you base also in another Novi Tresor. So that has to be continuity because it's all like one long Sefer, and therefore it has to be in the middle of the page. Eino Simi Yuria, you do not make one of the. What's the word? Yuria is a. No, but here it's like a sheet in the Sefer Torah. You know, each sheet which holds the text, a folio, is that what it's called? Yeah. You can't make the folio in the Sefer Torah plus Mishosh Dapi less than three columns. Less than Shemona, not more than eight columns. Or if that's only the beginning of the Sefer Torah until the very end, Achbub Asaf. But at the end of the Sefer Torah, you know, whatever's left is left, so you can even have a filu kosher, even one column. Uviklafim lo nasu chachamishir. Now, in the klafim means how much you peel. The Sefer Torah could theoretically be written on hide, which is not peeled, but we actually peel the hide into layers, which are our parchment. So the amount of peeling which has to be done, there's no shir Chachamim gave. They didn't tell you how much that hide in which you write a Sefer Torah has to be worked in order to be able to work on it, right? However, Tzorech Sheya Kosev Al Agvil, if it's parchment which is not separated to sheets at all, you have to write B'mokom Aser where the hair was. Would you remove the hair and you write where the hair was because that's the better sign. For a cloth, if it's however a cloth, in other words, it was already separated, so actually the cloth comes like this, right? And you separate it in two. So Tzorech Lichtov B'mokom Nechush, so you write on the place which is like copper smooth, that's in the middle. Okay, so if you left it intact, one hide, thickness of hide, so you write where the hair was, which is on the outside. If you said it's split in half, they write on the inside between where the two parchments were. Okay? Imshina, if you did it differently, parcel. It's no good. None of this is in the Bible, as far as I recall. Lo yekos in chetzi lo yekos in kaf. You can't write half of it on a full hide and half of it on a parchment. Or behemot Torah, you can write half it on the hide of a behemot Torah, v'chetz or chayot Torah, and half it on a chayot Torah. I think they're actually a Sefer Torah, ancient Sefer Torah written on deerskins. I don't remember I've seen it, but I've seen it in museums.
Venice.
I wasn't in Venice. I didn't see it in Venice.
It's reddish. Tinge.
Reddish. Maybe I heard it from you. I didn't actually see it.
Is that one
you tell me about it?
Is that
okay.
Venison?
He's hot tonight. We have to start later at night. All right, so says the Gemara. A kosid ella orbe materi koi right on kosher animals, my time, and why? Lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. Says the Torah of God, be in your mouth. Be mashat the nice and beautiful, that which you put in your mouth. Aye, but time we learn kosher now gabi or nevelus and trefus. You can write on nevelus and trefus. Says the Gemara, yes, but mina that nice and beficha. That's the type of you can put in your mouth, even though it's not slaughtered. In fact, most tefillin, sivitur, and all that is not written on animals which were slaughtered in slaughterhouses, kedin, but they are written, of course, all on animals, kosher derived products. Okay. Vosid omel lesefer besofo. You write, make an eitz chaim for a regular sefer at its end. L'toyra mikanakan. Here's the source for the Torah that you're making on both sides. I don't remember it in the Bavli anywhere. It says your ayin ba'abasa, but I have no recollection of Bavli. That you have to have two atzei chaim in the sefer Torah, right? So that's why another sefer, other than Torah, you wrap red wine to its beginning. Those of you who have Megillah Sester, you know that that's the way it's done, right? Way Megillah Sester is done, yeah.
Sfarni Torahs.
No, they have two Atzei Chaim also.
Yeah,
just inside the case. But Torah emptied, the Torah goes in the middle. I'm sure, and Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rechia Be'ez said, nah, people stay rios. You can even leave, as it doesn't have to be precise in the middle. As long as you have two sheets on one side, it can be all the rest of the sheets can be on the other side. It can be that imbalanced. Rashi and Shilas B'Shem Rav Kahn says even further, Uvav Mokom Atefer, as long as between the two Atzei Chaim you have what? Between the two Atzei Chaim you have. When you do glila, you make sure the stitching is in the middle. That's what it says here. It says Yushami. Okay, it's just get on base. Yachshe Rishon and Nachman said, "Sefer she'en lo mapa." You have no mantle for the Sefer Torah. What we call it, an outside. Hovcha al aksav. You write it, put it upside down. Kaloshis baze aksav, in order that the ksav should not be embarrassed by being right side up. All right, we'll stop here. Mansbach will come back to Monday after.
Mansbach, I told you Monday. Somewhere in Megillah says.